Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green, who is the Director of Development for the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters. Sister Mary Ellen's reflection is entitled, Come and See.
A reading from the Good News according to John. The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, Look, here is the Lamb of God. The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, What are you looking for? They said to him, Rabbi, which translated means teacher, where are you staying? He said to them, Come and see. They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, We have found the Messiah, which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas, which is translated Peter. This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. John's gospel is a mysterious unveiling of a remarkable drama that would transform the universe. The author begins with a profound hymn extolling the Word made flesh, then immediately leaps to a scene of John the Baptist preparing the way for the Promised One. The Baptist points out his cousin twice and names him both times as the Lamb of God. Then the disciples turn from John and begin to follow Jesus. Was Jesus ready to lead these men who would become his disciples? Did he have a kind of plan for his mission? Did he have goals and objectives? I don't think so. But he was ready to do the will of God. No doubt about that. Jesus turns to Andrew and his companion and asks, What are you looking for? How would you and I have answered that question? What, indeed, are we looking for? Something to ponder deeply as we begin a new year of life. What are we looking for? The disciples actually didn't answer that question. Maybe they really didn't know what they were looking for. Do we? Instead, they called him Rabbi, which means teacher. And they responded with another question. Where are you staying? Not who are you or what is the meaning of life, but where are you staying? Did they think, perhaps, that if they could go with him and spend time with him, they would come to know, in fact, what they were looking for? Calling him Rabbi was the first step. They recognized that he would be their teacher. That's all they knew. The next response of Jesus was as simple as it was engaging. Come and see. Come with me and you will know why I have come. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, the gospel tells us. It was getting late. The sun would be setting soon and the darkness would fall. This fragile light was beckoning them to a new place, a new way of living. Andrew wanted to follow, of course, but there was another person he wanted to bring along, his brother Simon. It was almost an afterthought, but such a critical one. As Andrew invited Simon, who would become Peter, he shared with him a sense of urgency. This man, this Jesus, was no ordinary preacher, no ordinary person. Andrew called him the Messiah now, the Messiah, the Anointed One. No longer just a rabbi, Jesus had now been elevated in that short time to the epitome of Jewish longing. The Promised One, the Messiah, was in their midst. There was no time to lose, no other option but to follow him. And so they did, and the rest is history. What about us? Thank you.